Hi, I'm Alan Tutt, and in this session, I'm going to give you a set of tools that you can use to channel your true, authentic, divine self so that you can achieve a much higher level of success and enjoyment of life. And while you might expect the session to start by finding a comfortable position to rest and relax and focus on a space inside your mind so that you can connect again to that deepest divine self within, we're not going to quite go there yet. First, I would like you to think about a few different things. And the first idea that I would like you to consider, to ponder, to meditate upon, is this idea of genius. What does it mean to be a genius? And while different people have different ways of describing and defining what genius is, I would like to give you my definition. Because it's not about memorizing facts and figures and dates and history or vocabulary. That's all memory. That's not intelligence. Genius is about recognizing patterns and then applying those patterns to a unique situation. As a quick example, it didn't take a lot of genius for Henry Ford to recognize the potential of the assembly line process and then apply that principle to the process of making cars. But that's essentially what I'm talking about when I say genius. And the important thing about this is that I can prove to you right now that you are a genius, and you always have been. Think about it. When you were first born, you didn't know what language was. You didn't know how to walk. You didn't know how to drive a car, ride a bike, or do a lot of other things that now you do without even thinking about it. Genius is the ability to look around you and see that other people are walking, notice what they're doing, and then figuring it out on your own. Think about that. 600 different muscles in our body. I don't even know how many bones we have. But when you put it all together, it is a very unwieldy system. And yet, as a child, you learned how to coordinate all of those muscles and bones in a way that allowed you to stand up straight and then to lift a foot, move that forward, shift your weight, lift up the other foot, move that one forward, shift your weight again, and on and on and on. And now, we can walk over uneven ground, and that inner genius compensates for the ground not being level. The same thing applies with language. At first, we know nothing about language. We hear sounds. We notice and perceive the patterns of one person making certain sounds to another person and how they all react with each other. And then we learn to mimic those sounds. And we see the response that we get when we say certain things. And then we learn to apply meaning to those sounds. And then we learn how to orchestrate those meanings so that we compose a coherent sentence. Have you ever stopped to think what's going on when you are having a conversation? You have an idea that you would like to communicate, and that's what's happening in your conscious mind. But where do the words and phrases come from that you use to express that idea? It's not like you are scanning through a mental dictionary to find the right word for the right situation. No, you have the idea and the words just come on their own, one after the other. And sometimes you don't even know what you've said until after you've said it. How often has that happened to you? And if it's not you, your conscious self, that's choosing the words, where are those words coming from? You see, not only are you a genius because you can apply general principles to unique situations, not only are you a genius because you've learned those patterns that you are applying to unique situations, but you are also channeling that genius. Every time you have a conversation, every time you're walking, every time you ride a bike or drive a car or any of the other things, any of the other amazing things that you've learned how to do automatically without conscious effort. When you do something without conscious effort, that is channeling. And so not only are you a genius, but you are already channeling that inner genius. Let that sink in. Because here's the honest truth. I don't have to teach you how to channel your inner genius. I don't have to teach you how to channel your inner authentic self. All I have to do is show you how you can change the automatic responses according to your authentic divine vision. Because here's another unfortunate truth. Most of our automatic responses that we are channeling now have been picked up over time based on experiences that we've had in this life. We've done certain things, we've seen certain responses, we've decided to do things different because of those responses. And as a result, some of us have developed patterns of responses, behaviors, habits of being an introvert, of being shy, of not speaking our truth, of doing things in a way that may not necessarily get the best response, because that's what we've learned. That's the patterns that we have seen based on how certain other people have responded to us. And here's the important thing that I really want you to understand. Those patterns that we picked up over time, based off of experiences that we've had with a limited number of people in the world, those patterns are not truth for everyone. Those patterns may have been appropriate at some point in time in the past with a certain group of people that you were with at that time, but they're not universal. And so while they may have served you at one time, they may not serve you as well in the future. And so it is not only appropriate, but incredibly important to go within, to connect with your inner divine authentic self and reset those patterns, so that you are truly expressing your authentic self. And I guarantee you one other thing. when you start truly expressing your authentic self, some people won't like it. And other people will absolutely love you for it. Which group of people would you like to hang out with? So that is the foundation of what we are doing in this session. I'm going to show you a process where you can go within, connect with that deepest divine self, and then restructure your automatic responses so that you can always be expressing your true authentic self, even without thinking about it. It's a powerful process, and it's a process that is at the heart of all hypnotic change work. And when you develop the ability to use this process well, you can use it to accomplish anything you would like to accomplish in life. So now, let's go ahead and find that comfortable position to either sit or lie down, making sure that the environment is conducive to being able to focus completely on what we are doing here now. And as you sit back, lie back, relax into the surface beneath you, letting go of all of that tension as we have done several times before, and just remember what it feels like to go within, to separate from the world outside and connect more deeply to the world within. And as you remember that feeling of joy and peace and love and power and wisdom that emanates from your divine self within, let those feelings guide you into that divine space now. And there's not much for you to do on a conscious level except sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride as that powerful subconscious mind already knows what to do to bring you into the perfect level of mind, that perfect state of being, where you can make powerful changes within yourself quickly and easily. And you might even remember what it feels like to be connected to that incredible divine self within. All of that incredible love emanating from the heart of your being. All of the wise knowledge and insights that are contained in that divine essence within. And all of it supported by an incredible sense of divine power. That power which created the universe, which maintains it, which moves us forward into the future. And as you bring yourself into alignment with that divine self within, allowing the energies of the divine to transform you again, perfecting every part of who you are, and recognizing that this same power can be used to change the automatic responses that just happen without your conscious involvement. And I want you to consider something that you have experienced in the past that you would rather not experience again. Maybe it's that uncomfortable feeling in the pit of your stomach when you're standing in front of a group of people to say what you are there to say. And maybe you would rather feel a sense of calm, confidence, knowing that what must be said. And the process that I'm going to teach you now starts off by identifying the negative response that you would like to change. And let's focus on this example. Even if you already feel comfortable speaking your mind. And let's, for a moment, pretend that there was a time when you had to say something to a group and you felt uncomfortable doing so. And notice that uncomfortable feeling. And I want you to turn that into a thing. Maybe it's a box. Maybe it's a picture. Maybe it's a sculpture. Maybe it's a rock. Maybe it's a balloon. Turn it into something that you could hold in your hands. And that is that uncomfortable feeling that we no longer want, that we no longer accept, that we now label as past experience. And there are many different things you could do with this. You could throw it into a fire. You can break it apart into 1,000 pieces. You can burn it. You can throw it into a black hole. You can let it dissipate, fade away, or float off into the sky. Decide for yourself how you will get rid of this old thing that is no longer useful. And let it go. Let it separate from your experience. And send it away. And you don't have to strain to make this happen. All you have to do is set the intention. And there's some level of your mind, that genius within, that knows exactly how to make this happen for you. And you can just let that genius within take care of it for you. And let it be gone. And now you have an empty space. What would you like to replace that old experience with? What is that new, positive, empowering experience that you would rather have? Maybe it's a feeling of calm, confidence. Maybe it's a feeling of enthusiasm. Maybe it's a feeling of strength and power. Maybe it's a feeling of love and connection. Whatever that more empowering feeling is for you, imagine that feeling. Remember what it feels like to have that feeling. And then to imagine this feeling growing stronger, more powerful, more intense, growing larger, filling every aspect of who you are. And doesn't this new, more powerful, positive feeling just feel more like you? Doesn't this resonate with the authentic self within? Yeah, of course it does. This is who you are. Not that old experience. This is who you are. And as you feel this feeling so powerfully, I want you to imagine that scene, which no longer has the old feeling. And as you bring that scene of being in front of a group of people sharing your message, imagine this strong, powerful, positive feeling being connected to that experience. And in this process, you are telling your automatic system that whenever you are in front of a group to share your message, to share your truth, it is to respond automatically with this positive feeling instead. And then just imagine yourself speaking to another group in another situation. You walk in, you stand up, you're about ready to speak, and without even thinking about it, you're already feeling this positive feeling, this love, this joy, this power. The positive experience is an automatic response to being in that situation. And bind these two together in your mind. Link them together in whatever way makes sense. If you want to sew them together, go ahead. If you want to glue them together, go ahead. If you want to weld them together, go ahead. If you just simply want one to reference the other and go back and forth, and whatever. Whatever makes sense to you. That genius within already knows the most perfect way to represent this to you. Let it happen. And notice that it has happened. And that old experience has now changed to something better. And you can relax knowing that it is done. And now that you understand the process of identifying something you would like to change, and go ahead and think of something else you would like to change. Feel that old feeling that you no longer want. Notice the situation that that feeling came up in. Was it a situation? Was it an event? Was it an action? Was it an experience? Whatever that feeling responded to in the past, bring both of those into mind at once. And then turn the negative experience into a thing which can now be separated from the trigger, from the situation or event that originally sparked that negative situation, that negative response. Turn that negative thing into a thing and then get rid of it. Send it away. Destroy it. Take it out of existence. Put it into the past. Whatever makes sense to you. And with that old negative response cleared out of the picture, the situation that originally created it is now clean and pure and open for something new. And you can now choose how you would like to be in that situation. You can choose how you would like to respond when those types of things happen. And let that creative genius within, which knows your authentic self on a level that your conscious mind never could, let that inner genius show you the possibilities of what you are capable of. The wonderful, positive possibilities of what you could do in that situation instead. A better way of responding. And then let that positive experience grow and develop and strengthen and intensify. And when it is at its peak, connect it to the situation, the trigger, the event that you would like to trigger this positive response. See yourself responding in this new positive way in that old experience instead. The old response is no longer there. This new response is the only thing that is, because this is your current reality. Your now future reality. What's past is past. What's here is now. You can choose how you want to be. You can choose how you want to respond to any situation. You can choose to be the best version of yourself. And now that you have connected the situation, the event, the trigger to this new positive experience, Imagine a future time when you will encounter that type of thing again. And watch from the inside or the outside, whichever, it's up to you. Watch, feel, hear, however you experience these things. Notice yourself responding automatically without even thinking about it in this new positive way. And practice this a few times in your mind. Because as you know, the more we do something, the better we get. And so by practicing this new response inside your mind over and over and over again, it gets to be the easy response. It becomes the automatic response. And then when you experience that situation, that event in physical reality, you won't even have to think about it. You'll find yourself responding perfectly every single time because you've programmed it in. This process is a simple four-step process. Connect with the old problem. Eliminate the old problem. Replace what used to be a problem with something more positive. And then practice using the new response until it becomes familiar, until it becomes automatic. Follow the simple four-step process anytime you'd like to change the way you respond in situations, connecting to that deepest divine self within to guide you in the process. You can become anyone you want to be. You can master yourself on a level that few humans ever do. And as an extension of that, you can master your life in a way that few humans ever do. And so with that, we're going to go ahead and end the session, keep it short, because you can come back to this anytime you want. You can go within anytime you want, connect to that deepest, divine, authentic self within, and let that inner genius guide you to make the appropriate changes in the best way possible anytime you want. And now that you know that you are a genius, that you always have been a genius, that you still are a genius, and that you already channel that inner genius in your normal life, all you have to do is change the programming and the machine will take care of everything else for you. And you can bring all of that knowledge, that insight, the changes that you've already made here in this session, you can bring all of that with you as you come up to the surface. Bring your attention back to your physical body and the room in which you left it. And when you are ready to step into a new, brighter future, full of possibilities and divine potential, you may open your eyes and continue with the rest of your day. Welcome back.